Task 4. You are now meeting Jane to discuss the photo contest. For part A, listen to the meeting and fill in the missing information in the spaces in the table below. In part B, indicate the company which has been chosen to be the sponsor and give reasons why it was chosen. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 3 minutes to tidy up your answers. Task 4, Part A.
Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Jane.
Right, before we go ahead and look at all the photographs submitted to the photo contest, I think it's important that we decide on what it is we are looking for. You know, the criteria we will use to pick the winners. Right, well, I'd say that the winning photos must be of a high standard. I mean, the photographs shouldn't be blurred. In other words, they must be sharp.
Yeah, I agree. But the thing is, all the photographs submitted are sharp. We don't have any blurred images.
Yes, but it is still important.
Okay. What else?
Personally, I think composition is really important. That's something we should consider.
Yeah, a good photograph must be nicely composed. Otherwise, it'll look like a snapshot taken with a mobile phone.
All right, another thing I'd thought of was related to the content. I mean, a good photograph must tell a story.
What exactly do you mean by that?
Some photographs are technically perfect, like this photograph of a teacup. It's beautiful, but it doesn't mean anything. There is no story to this photograph. A strong photograph must tell the audience something about the subject and the story behind it.
I see. I suppose having a good story is important, as it is how the photographer engages his or her viewer's attention. All right, anything else?
Another thing that we should consider is the emotional impact. A strong image should create some kind of emotional impact on the viewer. For example, happiness, sadness, fear or peace.
Yes, exactly. I think another criterion is to do with originality. Originality in photography is very important. Thousands of photographs are created every day, so it is not always easy to create something unique. We should reward photographers who demonstrate creativity and originality in their photographs.
Oh, yes, I agree. Both creativity and originality are important.
And I think we should consider colour balance too. Colours are important. We should ask ourselves this question when we judge a photograph. Do the colours bring harmony to the photograph?
Yeah. One last thing is that the winning photographs must reflect the theme, which is Hong Kong culture.
Yes. They must reflect the theme, Hong Kong culture.
Right, okay. I think that gives us an idea of what we should be considering when we look at all of these photographs.
Task 4, Part B. You are discussing with Jane which company to choose to sponsor the photography exhibition. Put a tick in the box next to the company you have chosen in the table below and write down the reasons for the choice based on the conversation.
OK, that brings us to the second part of the meeting, sponsors. Now, three companies have expressed an interest in sponsoring the photography exhibition we are holding at the Chun Wan Town Hall. So, Jane, what kind of company do we want as our sponsor?
Well, first of all, We want a company that's involved with photography.
Yeah. Another thing is that the company should produce products that appeal to young people, not products that might interest their parents or grandparents.
Yeah. And since this is an exhibition of our students' work, I'd prefer a local company to a multinational company.
Right. Well, these are the three companies: Hong Kong Bank, Avenue.com, and Nikki Camera.
Well, I think it's quite obvious that this one is the only company that meets our requirements. The company is a local company, its products are related to photography, and will appeal to young people.
Yep.
Right, let's go through the first batch of photographs. They were submitted. That is the end of Task 4 and of Part 3A. You now have 3 minutes to complete your answers to Task 4 and to tidy up all your other answers.